Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha Kakahiaka, and welcome to the Crystal and Kaiini Talk Story at 9 a.m. Hawaii time, or 9 a.m. high time, that's Hawaii time. This is a Hawaiian spirituality show based on our following our path of Keakua, Na'amakua, Na'akapuna. My name is Crystal, and my co-host is Kaiini, and we're so glad that you guys can join us each and every week. And if Kaiini can lead us in our pule.
Sure. Let's begin always in pule in our prayer. Mahalo Keakua. Mahalo Na'amakua, Mahalo Na'akapuna. Mahalo Keakua for this day that your hands have created. We always give thanks and praise for everything that you have provided for us, for all the blessings that you have given us and showered us with, including abundance, including peace. And we thank you again for allowing this day that the sun rose, that gives us a new opportunity to breathe our ha, to walk forward, to release, to learn, to love one another, to open up the space of just gratitude. And again, Keakua, we invite you, Na'aumakua, our guides, Na'akupuna, our ohana, into this time and space for us to share, for us to learn, for us to grow, for us to just be in this one space at this time. Amama uanoa, it is given, it is free. We release our prayers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So how are you doing, Kaiini?
I am fine. It has been, and it has always been a time and space, I guess, for me. As you grow, and as I grow, and every one of us grows, time to take and look at everything in different perspectives, and that's what I've been doing. You know, actually, health wise, resting a lot. But again, just growing. How about you?
Doing and growing by all this wonderful holiday food. Yum, yum. Okay, no, that wasn't the kind of growing you were talking about, was it, Brada?
No, that's growing, all right. I'm like you. Uh-oh. Did we lose Crystal?
No. I'm still here. I'm giggling. I'm laughing too hard.
I guess part of this journey, even for me, is so much pay attention, so much, reflection, so much going within. And again, balance, we all know that. We've talked about that so much times, is the balance and staying in balance. And, and sometimes it comes down to really making some decisions and pulling yourself, in and looking inwards. And, for me, that's a big deal. Only lately, it really has been a big deal, knowing your connections, knowing the strength that you have sometimes has to come from within. And many times we're looking at outside, satisfaction and so on and so forth, but really it comes down to what resonates within you, what sits within you, and that's what I've been doing in this time and space as well, is, getting back into balance and seeking within. And that's
well,
in that real deep space. Sorry.
Yeah, that is in that real deep space, in that Kanaloa of time and space.
Yeah.
And what we're supposed to be doing to help improve not just ourselves, but others, to work with, to help other people find their way and remember their light and remember that, their goodness. It's
exactly
so difficult so many times to get yourself unstuck. I just had a client call me or messaged me the other day that he was stuck and he didn't want to bother me. And I'm like, dude, easiest way to get unstuck, clean house, because it's the many things that you don't have to focus on that can make your life so much easier. You know, when we focus on, you know, the struggle that we're actually having and it making us crazy, you know, then that's when we have, you know, have a more difficult time. And, you know, if you do something that you need to take your mind off of it, then, you know, it's not as bad, you know. It's a lot simpler.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so that's what I told him. I said, dude, you know what my answer is? He goes, what's that? And he goes, well, I just didn't want to bother you. And I'm like, oh, no worries. You know, I told him, I says, what I always tell you, clean house, move energy.
Exactly.
When you start shifting and getting rid of Opala and stuff like that, then it makes it easier for you to get creative, because you're doing mini tasks or little tasks. Just, you know, because we all want to have that grand light bulb moment of, oh, you know, it's all this in a box of chocolate. Well, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And so so we have to just be a little bit more open to receiving the abundance. And but, you know, if we're constantly focused on looking at the problem and not thinking about, well, how can I fix it? You know, if we're sitting here constantly going, how do I fix it? How do I fix it? Well, we're not going to fix it because we're so focused on the problem. But when as soon as we take a minute and do a mini task, then we get all these brilliant ideas that come around.
And I know
Minini's little, for those of you that don't know what Minini means.
I love it.
It actually even sounds little.
Yeah. You know, and that is something that, which is so true, as well as for me, people think, okay, well, you got to get this, and you need to get on board with this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this. And I'm like, okay, I understand that. But there are many times when we ourselves have to go, okay, what is balance? What is paying attention? What will be, you know, how do you look at the bigger picture? And what I see a lot of times would be, people are really jumping into so much things, and I love it for that. But sometimes that's, again, that's me going, okay, I'm paying attention to Kupuna or my guides or, you know, Kekua, God. And there are many times for me it's, okay, take a break. Bring yourself into this centered space. And again, I love what you say, clean house, clean house, clean house. Because, again, that is the main essence of all of this, is keep cutting our akka cords, keep cleaning our hale, all of this. And I know that we're in a shift. We're going through a shift. And really that comes into that bigger picture of cleaning the hale, looking at everything, paying attention to everything, and then learning how to proceed, or paying attention so that we can proceed forward in a clearer path. And I know many people, we get caught up in so much that we get off balance. And when we do get off balance, what happens? We have to figure out how to get out of that situation or what have you. And again, it comes back to me just going, okay, take the time now, pay attention, you know, look at all that is in front of you, look at all that is around you, look at the bigger picture, and how do you move forward, you know. And that's for me a lot of times, you know, the quietness now, the real enjoyable part is sometimes just coming in and clearing and looking up, looking at things differently. Perspectives is what I was taught, and look at the perspective, honor other people's perspectives, and just really be a clear channel, you know. And that's sometimes the hardest thing. You know, each of us knows that. You know it, I know it, that when we grow, and as you're growing, there's so much variables. But for me, as I'm growing, the senses sometimes becomes overwhelming, and that's when I, you know, my lesson is to come back into center and pay attention, you know. So
exactly.
That's what's been happening, you know.
Because a lot of people, you know, they always make fun about, that they can't pay attention. And it's like, but that's the one thing that we have plenty of is time.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry,
you know,
I had to throw that one in.
No, I love it, you know, and that's free. Paying attention is free.
Right?
You know?
Never cost no more money, yeah.
Nope. And that's the big deal about that, you know. For me, it's like, okay, pay attention. We sometimes we rush into so much things, or, you know, there's so much things happening, and then you just kind of pull within yourself and take the quiet time. And this last month or 2 months has been on my quiet time, and trying to get really into balance and pay attention to things going on around. And there's a lot of shifting happening. And you and I know that. A lot of shifting going on around us. A lot of shifting going on, you know, in the universe at this time. And it really comes back to just really centering and paying attention to that, to yourself, so you know how to proceed through this shift, through the shift of awareness. And, you know, that's right in that space for me, and I'm sure it's for you as well. We got to pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, and one of the things that I really love is, and those of you that know Crystal and just listening to me and Crystal and I, Crystal is, you know, I'm just tired by listening to all the things that she does on her end, and it's like, holy smoke. And I just love it because that's Crystal. And I'm on the other spectrum, the yin and the yang part, and I'm over here going, I'm just basking in this space of quiet. Of course, do what I need to do. And take care of my clients as well. And yet we just merge with the same thinking, and we know within ourselves, you know, what we need to do. And I think that's that yin and yang part for us. It really is, you know, paying attention, honoring each other, honoring one another, and being there for others, you know, just being in that space for one another, and growing, you know. I just had a conversation the other day, which is so interesting, is that some people, they're not the same that they were 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago or for 1 year ago. And others around them can't understand, you know, what's happening and what's going on. And as we know, each of us know, every one of us knows that yesterday was different than today. You can't say it was the same. Some people do say it was the same, and they say, oh, we went to work. And same thing today. I'm like, no, there was something different. Each day is something different. Think about it in this light. If we keep that mentality of what happened yesterday and the day before and all of that, we will never ever grow out of that space. And there are people that have grown out of that space, and then those around them that have never grown does not want them to grow out of that space. So this is all of these things that are happening now. And that's where I say a lot of times, which, like Crystal said, that there are that space that we need to pay attention, and that's free. So when we can pay attention, you know, then we can understand and make adjustments and don't live in the yesterday. You know, some people are stuck on fast forward. Some people are on pause. And, you know, some people are like me at times when Krista used to say, brother, you got to get caught up, you know, in some of this technology, and I'm cracking up, you know. So that's that space that I think more of us need to get into to understand really how to move forward. You know, yesterday is done. Today is now. Tomorrow is not promised. So we need to really look at the bigger picture, look at perspectives, look at growth, look at all of that. And then we can really go, okay, now I know how to move forward, you know. It doesn't mean I need to run. It doesn't mean that I need to briskly walk. It means to be able to enjoy, to move through life, go with the flow, go into that flow, immerse yourself into the flow. It's never having to rush through. It's just paying attention and, you know how to proceed. Like I said, a challenge at times, but when we understand it, then we know how to better proceed, you know. Some of us are risk takers. We jump in, you know, which is, for me, hey, more power to you, you know. But again, for me, and I'm sure for others, for Crystal, there are a lot of times we need to go within and pay attention to all of that. If you're now or your gut is saying slow down and we don't, what happens, you know, or this feeling that's come over us, all of a sudden, it's like, this does not feel well. This does not feel good. This just does not feel pono. And yet we still go ahead and do it because we're not paying attention to, you know, our gut instinct, what we were born with. We're not paying attention to any of that. And that's things that, you know, here we are heading into 2016. And, you know, again, it's not living in 2016, but it's now, in the time of now, to learn to let go of all that we're carrying, let go of all the rubbish, you know, so that tomorrow, when tomorrow happens, you know, it's tomorrow. We're not carrying all the weight, the anchor of, you know, yesterday. We're not carrying all of that. So when we can learn and put into action all that we've learned this past year, watch what happens. Truly watch what happens. You know, peace will settle in. You know, maybe gratitude now would be like, wow, I've made it this far, you know, in this year. My family is healthy. You know, we have a roof over our head. All of this, when we look in and see all of this, then we can see the gratitude. You know, we can experience the gratitude. We can enjoy one another, you know. And that's that space when you find that right sweet spot, as you would say, you know. Then you can see things. And then you know how to move forward every day in gratitude. You wouldn't be like, I have to get up to go to work, you know. I have to see, I have to do this, I have to do that. Or I, you know, take the time for yourself. If you're driving in, if you're on the bus, in that quiet time, you know, dig deep within and look at the picture, perspective of where you're at this moment. And when you see that picture and then say, okay, well, what caused me to be here? In this, you know, space, whether I'm happy, sad, or whatever. And if it's the happiness, continue, you know, and then look at peace. Find that space that peace, you know, will sit within you, will resonate within you and without, you know, on the outside. when we can really truly do that, you know, hey, look at that, look at the bigger picture, you know, and know how to move forward. And so here it is, 2015, we're nearing that end of 2015, you know, so look at everything that we need to let go. And then once you can come into that understanding of, okay, that was yesterday. If we can let go yesterday, truly let go yesterday, truly say, okay, yesterday is done, we can't move forward. You know, I need to release that anchor of yesterday, then I can go forward. Watch what happens. Truly watch what happens. You know, major changing that's happening in this world. And, you know, either we can stand in the space of fear and not move forward, or we can, you know, look at things in a different light and say, well, you know, I won't allow fear to anchor me. I will move forward. Those are big deals. Cut the akka cords, you know, and release those energies that are holding you. Release all of that that's been anchoring you down, and watch what happens. You know, I remember us doing mini readings, mini psychic readings, and one of the things that I look back at is in those readings, there were times when I've seen mountains. But you think about it in this, like, if I was to share with you that I saw a mountain that you need to face, what would be your first reaction? Fear. Oh, my God, this. Yep, I got to climb that mountain. Oh, my God. You know, all of that would have come into your consciousness or subconsciousness. But when we look at it and empower someone, for me, it's, hey, you got a speed bump coming up, you know, or here's a little blip there that you can get over. What happened? Okay, I know what a speed bump is. I know what a little blip is. You know, I'll get over it. What we did was eliminated the fear of that big mountain. And so when we can look at things in that perspective, you know, that, hey, that was a pretty big speed bump. Or, you know, it was a huge mountain. What would you want to go over, that speed bump or the mountain? You know, things like that. You have to look at in different perspectives. We empower one another. We say, hey, it's all good, you know, it's all good. Breathe through it and you'll be fine. Breathe through it and you'll be fine. I'm sorry, Crystal, I'm talking so much here.
Hey, it works perfect because the lady was vacuuming over here. So for those of you that don't know this, that Ron and I are at a senior living place, and he's selling his glass pendants and his wire wrap jewelry, and so we're setting up because the sale starts from 2 to 3 Central Time, and you know me, multitask, and then I'm also here with my girlfriend Francine, because we are part of the Hop Rockets organization. That's travel. It's a discount.
Awesome.
Travel, and so we're
awesome.
You know, having a blast setting up, but the lady was vacuuming, so it was so perfect that you were just voila, au, voila, au, voila, au. So.
I like
yeah. So, but yeah, no, but, her, you know, so I had to turn my volume way up so I could hear you. But, yeah, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in just manini things that it gets us tough, but if we take advantage of the opportunities that we have, like you said, riding on the bus, driving in traffic. You know, when I'm usually driving, I'm usually listening to an audiobook. You know, I enjoy, you know, I enjoy listening to all different kinds of audiobooks. Yeah. So, and, you know, when we take the time to do, you know, because everybody says, oh, I don't have enough time to this, I don't have enough time to that. But what are you doing when you're having to drive to work? You know, somebody, you know, most people have a smartphone. If they don't have a smartphone, they have a CD player in their car. You know, buy audiobooks on CD and pop it in there and listen. If you have a smartphone, you can do a tape recorder. I have an app called Dragon Naturally Speaking. And I just, when I have ideas, because I'm actually getting together on my newsletter, you know, to put a newsletter together. So I used the Dragon app to give me ideas, or to pop, you know, to put my ideas on there. So we all have opportunities. It's just how do we access everything that's around us? I love technology. Technology's the bomb. And you have to take advantage of what opportunities are around you. And if you don't take the opportunities, well, then there's nobody to blame but yourself. You know, there's times that we all think, oh, you know, I have to have a secretary, I have to have a this, I have to have a that. No, you don't. You don't have to. Oh, trust me, it'd be nice. I'm looking at hiring a virtual assistant for myself and or Ron to make sure little mini tasks like putting the blog talk show together is, you know, on and advertised and that kind of thing, and you know, someone to help me with my email list, you know, to get it entered and updated and that kind of thing. So, but in the meantime, it's just me, my 10 little fingers, and my computer. So as I develop and grow business-wise, yeah, I'll be able to afford more. But in the meantime, how do I manage my time wisely? Staying on Facebook 24/7 does not work. Couldn't even begin to tell. You know, I used to worry about my family, you know. Okay, for those of you that don't know, I'm a hiyako in my family. And, you know, it comes with a lot of responsibility. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that I have to be committed to everything that they do and what's going wrong in their lives. And, oh, my God, you know, if I'm not there to help them, are they going to crash and burn? Not all of my responsibility. My responsibility is to be there for them, to help them when I can. But I used to worry all the time. Oh, well, if I'm not on Facebook and if I don't put out my message, somebody's going to hurt themselves. No, not my kuleana. So I've had to learn to, you know, reduce my time off my social media, because I do have a husband and animals and parents. I have a lot of things, you know, that require my time. So, and I have to be better to take, have to, you know, have to take my time and decide what's more important to me. Okay? My husband is very important to me. My parents are very important to me. Talking to Kaidi on my radio show is very important to me. So I've just went back to a paper calendar and set time around for those things. So that way I can take care of what's important for me and what's important for Ron. And and it's not that I don't love everybody. Trust me. I take 30 minutes first thing in the morning. If you'll notice that a lot of times I'll have weird posts at 4 in the morning, Texas time, 6 in the morning. Those are my dogs kicked me in the back of my leg, so now I'm awake for a little bit. I'll sit and spend 30 minutes on Facebook looking at things and talking. But I've chosen to manage my time more wisely, more beneficial for me. Instead of, you know, just speaking with a few people, I'm getting to speak with a lot more people. I'm able to get the message out that we're all one, that we're all God's love, we're all God's light. And that innate being that love, is that message that we have to get out. And the only way to get it out is to, you know, be able to be present in this moment without feeling your own stress. You know, I was putting undue stress on myself, thinking that I had to be everywhere and something for everybody, and that's not the case. I'm, you know, the only thing I can be is me, here for me in the present moment.
Exactly. 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 You know, and I love it. You know, I love it. It is, again, it is, that's the key to all of this, what resonates with you and what resonates with each of us. And that's the bigger, you know, the bigger picture. A lot of times, again, you know, for in perspective, a lot of times people want of others, of this, of that, and this, and that. Again, it comes back to really you, you know, even in the teachings, even in the sharing, even in whatever Crystal and I teach and share, all we can do is bring this into your space or bring it into a space, and these are tools. And it comes back to you deciding on picking up those tools. And not one of us can force us to it. And, you know, again, what may work for you may not work for someone else. And what may, again, work for someone else, they might just tweak that little tool and say, I love it. I love what you shared. I enhanced it, and this is what I do. Beautiful. You know, again, it's all the different modalities that people learn, and it may just not be a modality that you resonate with, or I resonate with, or Crystal resonates with, but it comes back to what works for you, you know. And that's it. That's the key to all of this. There are some people that prefer the quiet solitude of, you know, being in a space that has, it's far from technology, and they can operate beautifully. And then there are some, you know, like Crystal, so Akamai are so smart on the technology part. Awesome. And then you're going to have people like me that are in the middle of technology, not partial to it or not impartial to it. It's just right there. It's in that space that, you know, it's there. And then you have, again, others that are way more advanced than Crystal and I. It's okay. It's all right. And that's that key. You know, it's being non-judgmental. It's also in that space of just saying, hey, you know, what works for you, it's fine. You know, and learn to just love yourself completely. Learn to say, I am good. I am happy. I am at peace. It's all of that and then some when you look at the bigger picture. What works for you may not work for me, may not work for others, but what works for you. I can't force peace on you. Crystal can't force happiness on you. But what we can do is share what we know, these little tools and tidbits, and once we can offer that, hey, if it works for you, more power to you. I tell people the same thing in this light. If you take one thing that I've shared, or that we've shared for that matter, just that one thing, you take that out of everything that we've shared, and one thing that can make a difference in your life, throw away the rest, file it away, whatever have you. But take that one thing that works for you and utilize it to its fullest. That's it. To me, it's simple as that. It really comes back to that, you know. And it is. It comes into that space, you know. That's just, it really just comes into a space of you. We can't make robots. We don't want 30 million people, you know, out there going, well, this is what they said. This is what we need to do. They said we have, that's not what we're saying. It's sharing what we know. Say, hey, what works for you? But the number one thing, too, is learning to love yourself. You know, and do, when you learn to love yourself, then you learn to do what is truly right by you, what is truly right for you, what works for you. Not one of us have walked in your shoes, you know. We don't know, but what would work for you? Take what works for you. And that's the key. A lot of it is just learning what works for you. What we have offered out there, utilize it. You know, if you can, take one little thing, work on it, throw it around. You know, tear it apart, ups and downs, everything. And then when that goes into your psyche and it works, hey, more power to you. You know, that's all it is. It's just you finding your niche, you finding your sweet spot and going into that space. you know, in this time and space, again, you know, coming into this time and space, and, you know, looking back in this past year, we've all have had our trials and tribulations this past year. And it really, again, some of these things that we went through, we could let it weigh us down. We could dwell on it. We could just sit in it. We can, you know, roll around in it for that matter and not move on with life. But hey, here it is. We've come this far. We've grown this much. You know, some of us by leaps and bounds, some of us taking baby steps, some of us, you know, just casually walking, whatever have you. As long as we take everything that happened as a lesson, as growth, as, you know, what we've made it through, then we can look at everything else and say, wow, we've done it. We've come this far. I had another conversation recently that, you know, I told this person, I said, start, if you're looking back, because I could see they were looking and dwelling in that spot. And I said, let's look backwards if you have to and look at all the positive things that happened this past however long. And then you know that that strength that you had that lay dormant within you is there. But when we look back at things in the past and we dwell, we tend to, as humans, we tend to dwell on all the negative things, you know. And then what happens when we dwell on those negative things? We kind of push
it
that.
It festers into a disease.
Yes. And then we're already throwing it out in front of us because we're looking at it, so we're projecting it to our future, right? Because if that's what we see, that's all that we look back at, then we're going to, oh, my God, then that's going to happen again, right? So that becomes that cycles that we go through. And we're projecting it. A lot of people project it because they look back at only the negative and they never look at all the positive that had happened throughout their life. So when we look back at so much of the negative, then we project the negative and that's where we start these cycles. And when we can determine, maybe I should look back at the positive, then you realize all of the strength in that positive that you overcome, that you got through, that can be the part that projects forward. Look, I've done this. I never thought I could get over this. I never thought I could have bought this. I never thought I would have this. And look, you look back at everything and you go, wow, I did it. I got that job promotion. I bought that car. I got this computer. I got a relationship that's loving now. I have my cakey. All of that, right? You know,
right. Well, and
when we look at
that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, I was just going to say, because on the way, before we left the house today, there was a commercial for one of those motorcycle, you know, I work at a motorcycle place or go to the motorcycle school. And the kid was so cute. Ron and I were kind of giggling at him because he goes, yeah, I got a good job. I got an apartment. I got a girlfriend. You know, and those are those things that you can kind of take for granted. And you have to realize, no, I can do this stuff. I've got this.
Exactly.
I've got that. But on top of it, it's really, I dreamt I could do this. I felt I could do this. But when you actually accomplish it and you look back and go, look, you know, I really wanted the Cadillac. I really wanted the Harley. My mother-in-law was the worst about praising her children. She was the kind of woman that would be negative with her children all the time. And so she would, you know, say, oh, well, you know, I don't know why you're looking at that. You'll never get one of those. You know, and my husband had to overcome a lot of that brainwashing,
as the way
I put it. And so I told him, you know, honey, I'm going to tell you like my mother told us. You know, you can have anything you want. What is it you want?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want today?
Mm-hmm.
So, and And here, you know, in the last 8 years, we've bought two different Harleys, you know, paid cash for one and put the other one on credit, you know. And that those are little accomplishments, you know. But you have to, you know, look in your story. What story has people been telling you that you can't do that you want to do? You know, dream big. So, and that's going to bring me to a couple of things really quickly. Let's see. We've got January the 9th is new moon, and I'm going to be doing a telesummit, and I will be talking about it again between now and then for women. It's an empowerment telesummit for women. And that's what you have to do is just take the tools that you've learned and implement them and take the action and do it. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in stuff that we can't, or, you know, well, what do people think? Who cares what other people think? It's not their life, it's your life. Yeah. And,
exactly.
And Kaivi, I'm going to bail on you. So this is good. I'm going to be listening, but, and I'll do the the end of the hour report.
No worries.
Usual. Yeah, but I'm going to let you, Bala Allen, share, because he has so much monotony to share, and his message is always so beautiful and so simplistic, and that, you know, life is easy. You know, we choose to make it hard, and that's not what we're designed to do. You know, it's our innate right, our innate right to be happy, to be loved. We came from Kea'akua. We co-create with Kea'akua, so we all can make it happen. So you guys, I'm going to sign off for now and let Kaivi Bala'au about stuff, and I will talk with you guys in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, again, like what Krista said, though, you know, we're in your view, in the view that you need to look at, that everything in our life, everything that we have is all by choice. And sometimes it's not even, you know, people go, how do you say choice? It's really, you look at situations and go, okay, we tangled ourselves in it, you know, one way or another. People can say, oh, well, no, you know, I was born into this family. I was born, you know, but, you know, you really got to look at the bigger picture. We all have the same opportunity. You cannot say otherwise. You know, you cannot. It really is what was placed in, what was put in your head. You know, I would tell you this guarantee, and many people will have different views of it. But looking at President Obama, okay, you look back 20, 30, 40 years ago, and you say to someone, you know, in 20, 30, 40 years ago, they would never have dreamed of a black president, you know, African-American president. Okay, and look at that. He became the president of the United States. Look at what happened. The mindset, you can, you know, when people were told you have 1 year to live, and they outlived it 12 years, 13 years, 14 years, what happens, right? So each one of us has this opportunity, no matter what, to become what we want to become. I don't care what color, race, creed, religion, we all have that same opportunity. You know, we have it. It's really what tape recorder that's playing in our head, or what tape or what CD, what is playing in our head that is stopping us from this growth. Stories of where people were legally blind. The doctor said you're going to be blind for the rest of your life, or you're not going to walk, or you're not going to be able to see, or you're not going to be able to hear. And there were told stories that there are people that accepted that. And then you have those stories that are so warm and touching and empowering, of these people that are hearing I saw it on television recently, that little girl that got to hear her dad's voice for the first time. Or that little girl that got to see her mom for the first time. Or the person that was told, you're not going to walk, and they walked. In that space, again, what we share and what we talk about, what we're trying to do is tell you, it's unlimited. Unlimited. I've seen healing happen. I've seen things with my eyes that, again, it's like, wow. And to confirm things with that, other people that know these people around me or these people that were there are going, what just happened? What just happened? So again, you know, everything is possible. It's what we hold on in our heads, in our thoughts, in our words. All of these plays a big part in who we are, where we are, why we are. And Crystal and I are in the space of just sharing our mana'o in helping you with some tools that we've used, some things that we've learned to say, hey, let go. Hey, clear this. Hey, let go this, you know. But again, most empowering for me to share with you is, if you're going to look back at all the positive things that have and has happened throughout your life. Pay attention to those positive things. You know, for those of you that are parents, you know, being a dad of two girls, you know, growing when they were brand new babies, wow, you know, that loving feeling. And then that feeling grows, and then later on you're going, okay, would you mind just going to sleep so I can get some shut-eye? You know, that kind of feeling. When we look back at that and you go, wow, you know, those sleepless nights, the terrible twos, all of that, we made it through it. We've made it through it. And those of you that are parents, you know, whether of, you know, even parents of animals, you know, you were there, you made it through it today. And when we can look back at those positives and say, well, that may have been a tough time because terrible twos, or even having sleepless nights, but we made it through it. We made it through it. When we can look at everything, all the obstacles that we've had in life, all of that, and then come to this point right now where we're on the radio right now when you're listening and you go, I made it through it. That's exactly right. I made it through it. You know, I never thought I would have been able to deal with the passing of my loved one. I made it through it. You know, now I understand even more so. I made it through it. So when we look back at everything and you look at everything in a different view, different perspective, then you realize you can make it through everything. I just shared this with my wife the other day. I said, your ha, Hawaiian word for breath, is your ha. When we can say, and when we can look at it in this light, that everything can be taken away from us. Everything. You know, your family, your children, your house, your cars, your money, everything. But with your ha, with your breath, when we can take that deep breath and exhale, then we can come into this view that we are still breathing and that we can, again, through our choice of thinking, we can pick up, move on, and recreate and co-create. But because human, in our humanness, everything that we worked hard for, everything that we worked hard for, we have this fear of losing it. And that is a fear that most people live in, the fear of losing everything they worked hard for. you know. But when we can come in and come in from this space of I'm enjoying it, not that I'm not going to work hard for it anymore, but I'm enjoying it, you know. I'm appreciative of it. I'm grateful for it. Then we have a different perspective of everything we worked hard for, everything that we have. When we can say to our children and our spouse, I love you truly, completely, you know, I am grateful for you. All of that, when we come into that space of, look what happens, the perspective changes. When we see things from a different light, then we become truly grateful. And, you know, not going into a religious point of view, but I want to go into this point of view. That if we can look at everything in that space of gratitude, in that space of, you know, I've worked hard for it, I am appreciative of it, I am grateful for it, but if this should pass today, tomorrow, whatever have you, I'm still good at holding that space of going, I am good. We eliminate a whole lot of fear within that space, okay? We eliminate that fear. Because you really look at the bigger picture, and I want you to take a good look at this picture. We're not promised tomorrow. And so when we're not promised tomorrow, then every breath counts, right? Then what we have in front of us, it may make our cakey happy, it may make our spouse happy. That's fine. We live in that space. But when we attach to it, what happens, right? Fear of losing every inch of it, every piece of it. And that's the thing that you need to overcome and truly say, I can appreciate all of this from this point of view, from that point of view, you know. So it's a lot of, really, it is a lot of shifting our thoughts, shifting our thinking, and say, hey, you know, if I can find peace in myself, then I can find peace in what I do. If I can find love within myself and love myself, then I can find love in everything that I do, in everyone that I come across. If I can find happiness within myself, then I can see happiness in others, you know, or I can bring happiness to others, or I can share happiness. But it really comes back to you, your thoughts, your thinking. All of that comes into play. All of that strengthens you. But you don't realize that when you make that shift to accept all of this that is within you and bring all of that from within out, those around you are going to feel that whatever you carry, love, peace, happiness, joy. And if you, you know, are happy with all of that and all that you have, what happens? Those around you are going to be, wow, you know, how come mom, dad, auntie, uncle, grandma, and grandpa, or, you know, brother, sister are so happy? Why? I want some of that because I'm not getting yelled at anymore. I'm not getting scolding anymore. I'm not, you know, wow, mom's happy when she comes home from work. Or dad's not grouchy anymore, you know. What happens? It affects those around you, you know. And then when we can let go and live in that space, which is possible, which can happen, when we can become, you know, that, we can become love, we can become peace, we can become happiness. All of that resonates from us. Watch what happens. It cannot help but affect those around you. And with that, it cannot help but affect and grow within your family, within your ohana, within your community, within your job. All of that changes. All of that changes. But you need to shift your thinking. You need to shift your view. You need to see different perspectives. And then you know how to proceed. Again, what may work for one person may not work for another. What may be awesome for Crystal in her awesomeness of technology, I'm the slow one behind her going, okay, baby step, baby step, baby step. But again, it is as long as we know who we are and we embrace who we are. No right or wrong, you know, no right or wrong. It's really your choice. I can't tell you that you're living a wrong life, you know. I won't tell you you're living a wrong life. Can't tell you that, you know. But I can offer you tools only when you come in and ask for help. You know, one of the big things that I know for a fact is only in the space of humility or ha-ha-ha as we know it, when we come into that point of humbleness, then we know that's when we're ready for help, we're ready for a change, we're ready for a difference in our lives. You know, so here it is. This is what Crystal and I do. This is what Crystal and I share. This is what Crystal and I, you know, promote is, you know, there's a different life out there. It's only up to you to choose to grab it. Only up to you to grab those tools and say, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. I can't worry about what brother thinks of me. I can't worry about what sister thinks of me. I can't worry about any of that, but I can worry about me. And when I start to worry about me, as selfish as it sounds, how much more will come from me when I can say to myself, I love me completely, that I can be happy, that I deserve happiness, that I am happiness, that I deserve peace, all of that. But only when you decide that you are going to take that and move on with that, make the difference, make the change, change your perspective, change your view, but love yourself. Clear yourself, cut your akka cords, all of that that we discussed on this show. Utilize it, you know, grab what you can, make it your own. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, stature you are in life. We're all given and born with the same thing, you know. It's what do we do with it? Do I be a vehicle of love? Do I be a vehicle of peace? You know, only you can decide that. In this time, as we're heading towards the end of the show, you know, I want people to realize that as hard as it may seem at right at this moment, as hard as it seems, you know, and if you're going through a rough, bumpy patch, hey, it's fine. Remember this, your breath, your ha, exhale, let go of all the rubbish, let go of the fear, inhale good, exhale. That ha is so important, because once we know that this breath that we breathe allows us opportunities and growth and empowerment, as long as we have that breath, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. And as in the beginning, we open up the show with our pule, with our prayer. And it is Thanksgiving for the sun coming up, that we're here again listening to one another, sharing with one another, and helping one another move forward. And in that same breath, you know, that gives us the opportunity to move forward in life. And this is what I, you know, want to leave you guys with, the opportunity to make a difference in your own life, make a difference in others, you know. And here it is, it's a growth. And I know Crystal is awesome and closing the show, so I'm not sure if she's ready. But as we come to this end, you know, I want to thank every one of you, our listeners, that have been a part of this last year. We're heading into our first year. So, again, I want to give my mahalo to all of you. And, you know, on behalf of Crystal and I, thank you for listening. And we look forward to, you know, sharing more of our mana'o to you and with you, you know. And here it is, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if anyone is interested in getting in contact with us, you know, you can go to our Facebook page. It's 9 High Time. or contact us via email at 9 Hawaii time or 9 High time, HITime at gmail.com. And before I sign off, I wanted to see if Crystal's paying attention. And if she's not, again, I wish to say mahalo to all of you and have a beautiful, wonderful day until next week. Ahui ho, malama pono, and take care. God bless. Aloha.